All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we've got a special debut. Yes, we're not done with Fatal 12, but we're doing something completely different from the same company. Lycoris has made another game. It's called Usunatsu, The Summer Romance Blooms from a Lie. We won't do much of this because you'll be able to find it on Steam, and, I mean, not just on Steam, but I'm sorry, you'll find it on YouTube. I'm pretty sure a lot of people will cover this because, first of all, it's all ages, and second of all, it's got beautiful artwork. So, let's just go ahead and look at it since we're in wholesome November and a nice little wholesome Yuri novel without the scenes. Remember, Lycoris makes all ages games. They don't make hentai games. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's check my settings though. Making sure everything's fast enough for me. Faster! I've always wondered what love really is. I wonder what lies on the other side of the ocean. Probably another beach, right? I wasn't expecting such a literal answer. Too bad. I wasn't joking around, though. Really? Yep, because no matter what lies on the other side, all we can do is keep moving forward one step at a time. I guess that's more metaphorical than literal. Maybe. Heh, you never change, Tachibana-san, no matter where you are. Yeah, I guess so. Hey, by the way, Lycoris... Oh, excuse me. Lycoris is very active in, I actually caught them in Fuwa Novels server, you know, because, you know, I write for them now. And, I was looking around, and the person that actually works for Lycoris was in there talking about the game, and I was asking about the GOG release. And it hadn't appeared yet, and then just about 30 minutes after I said something, it released on GOG. So I don't know if I had anything to do with that, but yeah. We got the game now, so. The two of us have always been victims of love. Which is why I really need to rethink my views on what love really, truly means. Let's go back, about 2 months from this moment. Back then, Shiori and I were nothing more than classmates. That's when a bunch of events were set into motion. Chapter 1, Fragile. School classroom, 6-9 Friday, 2:52 p.m. I had to read that fast. The bell signifying the end of sixth period rings out. I put my textbook and notes away. The classroom is filled with the sound of everyone's chatter and the rustling of school bags being packed for the day. I overhear a conversation between two girls on the other side of the room. What's wrong?
Shiori, Asahi-sensei called.
I'm pretty sure Miss Asahi is looking for you, Shiori, and Tachibana too, though I don't know what for. Man, it's so hard for me to say that name Tachibana after we got through the nurses. Well, we didn't even get through the nurses, but yeah, I'm never gonna get that out of my head. But alright, it's wholesome November, so let's put that aside for now. I wonder what's up. Anyway, thanks. I'll try to hunt her down. Are you going to head home? I don't mind waiting for you, so hurry up! My name comes up in the middle of their conversation. I've got my own stuff to take care of, though, so I don't pay much attention to them. Let's see. Meet me in the courtyard at 3 p.m. after school. Not a very private choice of meeting place. Following the directions written on the scrap of paper left for me in my desk, I end up in the courtyard outside. To be perfectly honest, I know why I'm here. Having seen this scenario play out before, regardless of gender, there's a high chance this is a bona fide love confession. I've never dated anyone yet in my life, and I absolutely have no intention of going out with any kid here and now, despite their declaration of love. Because, you see, I have a crush of my own. Still, it wouldn't be right for me to just ignore them. While it's true I have no interest in any of my classmates, I won't know the extent of this mysterious person's feelings for me unless I hear them out. That said, it's pretty rare to be invited to a confession spot through a handwritten letter. The formality makes it even harder to simply turn the request down, too. School courtyard. Well, this is 6-9 Friday, about 3. They should be here any minute. Oh! Tachibana, I hope you weren't waiting long. I vaguely recognize the boy who shows up as a fellow classmate in my homeroom. I struggle to recall his name, but I don't think we've ever spoken to one another before. Now he's talking to me. Based on what he's saying, it's a safe bet that he's the one who left me the confession. Following some fairly random small talk, he quickly gets down to the matter at hand. I really like you, Tachibana. Oof. Maybe we could go out? Why? Oh, you know that's a bad sign, right, guys? Why? Why what? Come on, I mean you're really cute and stylish. So that's why you like me? In response to my question, he offers up several seemingly perfunctory compliments. I see, but I still don't understand. We've never talked before, so how can you know that you like me? Huh? I don't know. I could just tell I did. It was like love at first sight or something. Oh yeah? Well, thank you, but I'm not really interested in dating you. Sorry. No, I'm the one who should apologize. That's very Japanese nature. You're not supposed to be too brazen in Japan. Like, if somebody says, hey, that's a nice shirt you got on, you don't say, oh yeah, thanks, you like it? No, that's, you don't say that. You say, oh no, this is nothing. This is just, do you really think it looks good? That's how you're supposed to act in Japanese society. You never go in there and say, oh man, I'm so glad you like it. You know, you don't do that. That's considered too brazen, too brash. You have to be humble about it. Oh, this old thing, this is nothing. It's no big deal. That's how Japanese act. I've been watching a lot of videos about that. So, like, foreigners are gonna come off rude as shit when he says, oh, nice shirt! And you say, oh, yeah, thank you. You're not even supposed to say that. Again, you're supposed to say, oh, no, this isn't that big of a deal. It's just, it's a character I like or something, you know, whatever. Something like that. And then he'll recognize, oh, he's being humble about it. Yeah, that says a lot. Oh, that's a nice suit you've got on, Takamura-san. Oh, no, this old thing, you have to do that. It's a lot different than other cultures. I mean, it's not like we're friends or anything. Though I guess anyone would be hurt hearing something like that. Let's just pretend like this didn't happen, okay? Sure, if that's what you want. As soon as I agree, he glances around furtively, making sure no one's watching before hurrying back to the school building. Personally, it's kind of a bizarre request to pretend like an event in history never happened. Still, I wonder if I could have asked him. There's one thing I wanted to know. I wanted to know if the love I feel towards the person I have a crush on is the same as the love this random guy felt for me. Huh? That boy had an unexpected audience to his heartfelt confession. She's also in our class, and I even know her name. Minagi Shiori. She's an honor student representing not only our class, but the entire Aoba Daiichi High School student body as well. I didn't mean to get involved. As soon as her eyes meet, she quickly lowers her head in a deep bow before straightening back up. You don't have to apologize. He's the one who chose this place. The courtyard is usually deserted after school, but it's still out in the open where anyone can pass by. Still! I'm sure his friends were watching from somewhere nearby. At least that's the feeling I got when he left. Huh? You really think so? I don't know for sure, but probably. I've heard a rumor going around that I refuse to date anyone here. Folks seem to enjoy testing that theory. Surprise flashes across Minagi-san's face as she nods in response. I get the distinct feeling she's experienced the same thing before. Did you hear any of that? I'm really, really sorry. Stop apologizing. Look, can I ask you something? Of course, what's the question? What's your opinion? On what exactly? That boy who confessed his feelings for me, think he really liked me? I dropped the question fairly nonchalantly. She contemplates her answer, looking slightly perplexed before opening her mouth. Sorry, but why are you asking me? You've received your fair share of confessions, right? Well, that's not wrong, but... Look, it's not a big deal. I was just curious what you thought. I understand that, but was there anything that bothered you about it? Actually, yeah. Hypothetically speaking, if he really liked me and if his feelings match what I've experienced myself, should I have reacted differently somehow? Sorry, I know that's a pretty weird question. Oh, Minagi-san and Tachibana-san too. What perfect timing. You two are the only students I'm still looking for. Huh? Oh, yes? It's Miss Asahi, our homeroom teacher who's also in charge of modern literature. My curiosity about why she needs us both together is quickly answered. And why she's like 3 foot high, I don't know about that. She's really short. Neither of you have turned in your post-graduation surveys yet, have you? Oops, now that you mention it, I guess not. That's true, I completely forgot. I'm really sorry. Me too. You can always change your answers after you turn it in, so no need to fret. And you can talk to me if you feel lost about anything. Thank you very much. Make sure you get it in before parent-teacher conferences next month, okay? When's that happening exactly? On the 19th of July, right after the end of semester ceremony. Good. Then we still have time to slack off before the deadline. You already missed the first deadline, and don't talk to your teacher so casually, young lady. How many times do I have to tell you that? I'll get right on it. Very well. Have a good weekend and be careful heading home. And with those parting words, she takes off. That stupid post-graduation survey. I know she'll only get angrier if I submit a blank form, so I have to write down something. So, about what you said earlier. You mean the surveys? No, before that. Hey, Shiori, let's get going already! A voice calls out to Minagi-san from the direction of the school building. It belongs to Inohara, a fellow classmate. The two of them went to the same middle school and are close friends. Okay, I'm coming! After yelling a response in Inohara-san's direction, Minagi-san turns back to me before bowing her head politely. I'm really sorry about accidentally overhearing your conversation. Really, I am. It's fine. Besides, it didn't actually happen, apparently. Oh, I see. Well, I'll be going then. Yep, I've got plans of my own. See ya! And with that, she hurries back towards the school building. There were a few variations here and there, but that scenario basically followed the usual script exactly. The city. 6-9 Friday, about 4:50-something p.m. It's fast! After leaving the school grounds, I still have some time to kill before I need to be anywhere specific. Feeling a little grumpy, I buy myself a lemonade chock full of tart lemons and sip it while I walk around. Yep, this is the stuff. I'm gonna meet with the person I like and attempt to change her mind. This is a day when I get to see her, the person I love. My homeroom teacher during my third year in middle school. Shimotsuki Mirei. My first crush and first love. The first time I confessed my feelings for her, she told me I didn't actually love her, trampling my emotions right into the dirt. Yet I continued to pursue her, confessing my feelings for her endlessly. And each time, she turned me down. My excuse to meet up this time was shopping for summer clothes or something, right? I've used similar lines a multitude of times before. but honestly don't care what we do as long as we're together. And I'm sure she knows that. In fact, I bet she feels the same way. Oh, right. Maybe I can ask her to help me figure out this whole post-graduation survey thing. I don't have dreams or goals or anything like that, but I have to write something, and she might have some good ideas. After all, she's someone I really like, not to mention the person I look up to the most. I'll just scribble something down for now and head over to the meeting spot. I start to worry way too late at this point about not getting to the meeting spot earlier, especially knowing she had the day off today. Yokohama Station. We're meeting in the subway section of Yokohama Station. It's a weekday evening and the station's packed full of people of all ages heading home from work and school. I guess I should include myself in that group as well. Our meeting spot is by one of the many pillars scattered about. It's been about a month since I last met up with her. We usually meet once every 2 weeks, but our schedules haven't lined up recently, hence the delay. I wonder how late she'll be today. She's currently working as a professor at an art school run by an acquaintance of hers. I originally met her in middle school when she was my homeroom teacher, but she left that position in the summer of my third year. I make it to our meeting spot right on time and I quickly spot a familiar silhouette from within the crowd.
Sensei?
Huh? Sensei?
Yeah, Tachibana. Jikan pittari.
Hey, Tachibana, right on time. A commendable habit, indeed. My rendezvous with Shimotsuki, is it? I was gonna say Shimotsuki, but I don't know if that's right. Shimotsuki Mire, who arrived well before I did. This is the first time she's made it into the meeting spot before me. I catch a faint whiff of smoke from her shirt, meaning she's probably already had her post-work cigarette. It's not like you to be on time for anything. Now that's just rude. Just so you know, as a working adult, I am usually very punctual. Usually, huh? I remember you saying something about it being common courtesy for adults to always show up 3 minutes late. Adults are always contradicting themselves. And you especially, right, Sensei? It's been several years since she was my teacher, and yet I can't break the habit of calling her by her former title. Ever since I graduated from middle school, I've been meeting with her about once every 2 weeks or so. There we go. Ah, and we have one more shared custom between us. I'm here for my regularly scheduled heartbreak. If anyone else were to overhear that statement, it would probably raise questions about the relationship between us. But our lighthearted banter, both requests and answers spoken in jest, is proof of how close we are. She usually responds by saying something like, "Is that the first thing you're gonna say to me?" or "You never give up, huh?" Oh yeah? What kind of response is that? Couldn't think up a good comeback? Well, yeah, something like that. More importantly, I thought you quit. You smoked a real cigarette today, didn't you? How did you know? I can tell. The smoke from a vape pen smells different. Are you a drug-sniffing dog or something? Woof woof. I guess in some respects you definitely act like one. So, what are we doing again? We're going to look for summer clothes. Oh, right, right. Well, then lead the way. My pleasure. The store I want to go to is a couple stations away, so I lead us towards the turnstiles. I'm not sure if I can rightfully call this a date. And yet, regardless, she's acting a lot more awkward and stiff than usual. Shopping mall. I'm here so often, it feels like I live here. You're the one who picks where we meet. Good point, but I mean it's close to my school, so it's convenient. We arrive at a shopping mall that's only a few stops away from Yokohama Station. The mall is connected to the tallest building in Yokohama, and as such it has direct access to an observation deck with a view of the city. I wonder how other people see us when we're walking around together like this. What do you mean? Like, do they think we're sisters, or that you're my mom? Or that we're a couple? Though I could never say that last one out loud. I don't look old enough to be your mom. How come classmates isn't an option? That's pushing it, Sensei. Hey. Wait, I want to check out that store. Fine, fine. A former teacher and her former student. What a pair. She's no longer a middle school teacher and I'm no longer a student under her supervision. So what exactly is our relationship? We're not friends and we're not lovers. And I've had my heart broken by her more times than I can count. I don't really understand our dynamic myself, so how could anyone looking in understand it either? I have a feeling whatever we share it would be over the moment we tried to label it. But that's probably just my own insecurities talking. Are you listening to me? Nope. I admire your honesty, but I'm pretty sure we passed the store you wanted to shop at. Or stop at. Whoops, then let's move on. You're the one who said you wanted to check it out. I don't care one way or another, but... Oh! As we're walking along, she suddenly looks over at a series of display panels. Each panel showcases a different frame painting. Looks like the winner's from a local contest. Want to stop for a better look? You're not interested at all, are you? Nope. But I get the feeling that you are. In that case, I'll take you up on that kind offer. She then begins studying each painting on display. This was painted by a student at my school. Impressive. It's pretty good. A student of yours? No, she's not in any of my classes. I just remember the painting. She's currently in charge of teaching a visual art class. Only a few students in the class are seriously aiming to compete an art degree. Complete, rather. It's not compete. To complete an art degree, with the rest treating it as a casual hobby. From what she's told me, though, she much prefers this job to the former position she'd held at a prep school where letter grades mattered more than life itself. The use of color here is gorgeous. Definitely. Though I think your work is even more gorgeous. There's no need to compare. Besides, our subjects are completely different. What's that style you're into again? Benjamin or whatever?
Benjamin.
Barbizon. I've told you the name enough times. You're saying it wrong on purpose, aren't you? Nothing gets past you. And yet I still don't really know anything about the art style itself. All I know is that there's a famous painting in that style by an artist who shares a name with Sensei, depicting a couple of women picking stalks of wheat. Seeing her talk about the paintings on display takes me back to when she was my teacher. One of the main reasons why she left that position was connected to a piece I'd created. I refer to it as the Runaway Rebellion. It was kind of a performance art where I secretly lived at her house for a week. I didn't tell my parents or the police, so of course it became a huge deal. What? I think I like this painting. It's not like you'd have any interest in art. Oh, of course. Look who painted it. Let's see. Shimotsuki Mirei. Wait, that's you! Was it really okay for you to submit this? I made it as part of an art class for adults. Heh, I want a gift voucher for 10,000 yen too! Wow, does that mean you knew your painting was being displayed here? Well now, what do you think? She knew. She absolutely knew. I have no idea if art instructors are allowed to enter local contests, but looking closer, the winners from the adult section all seem to be art teachers from around here, and her painting stands out amongst all of them. You really are an amazing artist, Sensei. Thanks. I kind of wanted to show off a little. There you go, bragging again. Fine, that's enough for now. Still, I'm really glad you got to see it. Thanks for taking a look. I'm just stating facts and nothing more. Even better. Okay, I've had enough inflating your already overinflated ego. Time to look for sandals. Huh? Just as we're about to leave the exhibition space, I notice a poster on a nearby wall. The brightly painted poster covered in vivid shades of blue and yellow immediately catches my eye. Oh, a special summer exclusive ice cream. You want one, huh? I just thought it was cute, but you're completely uninterested in this kind of trash, huh? So I'll wait. Why wait? Let's go get some. Why? The colors look so pretty on the poster, I kind of want to see it for myself. Also, today's a special day. You're paying. Don't get ahead of yourself. Actually, who am I kidding? It's my treat. She replies, all while smiling gently with her eyes closed. Several food trucks are parked right outside the shopping mall. Feeling a little thirsty after walking around, I decide to get an ice cream cone while it's still light out. Okay. Promenade, 548. Okay, so this is a nice little wholesome Yuri novel, right? There's no sex, nothing hardcore. I mean, it just seems to be okay. I don't know if there's any drama or anything like that. It doesn't seem to say there is on VNDB. But at any rate, this thing looks beautiful. I mean, it is a gorgeous game. And it's not that expensive either. I didn't pay that much for it. I don't think it's all that long, and it's definitely not going to be as, you know, dramatic and adventurous as Fatal 12 or as horrific as Sound of Drop, But it's, you know, it's a good little thing. It's a nice, wholesome thing. If you like romance between two anime girls, you'll enjoy it. I think it's fun. I'm glad Lycoris, you know, did work on this and make something a little different than the horror and the darker novels, you know. And we don't mean dark, but we mean, it means some things can get a little rough, but... Okay, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy with another great novel. You can pick this one up at Steam, GOG, and maybe a couple other places. But at any rate, I am out, and I'll see you guys next time.